1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Ever hear of the Affordable Connectivity Program? It's a federal program offering broadband discounts to eligible users. It replaced a similar program in effect during the pandemic. The Colorado Sun says fewer than 30% of those eligible in Colorado have signed up. You can contact your provider for more information. The Colorado Springs Airport is open this morning. It was evacuated, then closed for about 2 hours yesterday as wildfires burned nearby. The Denver Post says 8 mobile homes burned in the wind-driven fires. 1,000 people in a different neighborhood also were evacuated for a time. The death toll of horses at a federal facility in Canyon City has climbed to 142. The BLM says it's looking into why those horses, part of a roundup near Rangeley, were not vaccinated before being taken to the facility. Governor Polis is weighing in, directing the state veterinarian and Department of Agriculture to work with the BLM. Sick bats are bad for agriculture. Bats kill bugs that kill plants, and Colorado State University researchers looked into the fungal illness known as white nose syndrome. They say it can spread from bat to bat and decimate bat populations. They say sick bats cost the agriculture industry up to $495 million every year. A statewide recycling program is likely on the way under a bill passed by the legislature this week. Don't look for it anytime soon, though. According to the Colorado Sun, the program would be paid for with dues charged to packaging producers in order to encourage more use of recycled materials. Dues would be paid beginning in 2025. Flags are at half staff in Colorado through the weekend in remembrance of 1 million American lives lost to COVID-19. Governor Polis issued the order yesterday as President Biden announced the COVID death toll. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.